Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saturday to y'all. Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, the Chica Show. I'm your host, Myra Rivera, K. Chica. Right now I'm waiting for some people to come in. If you want to participate, if you want to join the party line, it is 657-383-0357. Or if you want to place a comment or anything else, or you want to say something about me or, you know, if you have any questions or any topics you want to go through for the next week's show coming up, it is www.facebook.com/groups/Chica Show Blog Talk Radio all together. Well, last week I haven't been on the Blog Talk Radio. I do apologize for that. You know, I have a little personal day off as usual. And the last 2 weeks we have been, you know, my show was about say what you want to say. So basically my two co-hosts came on and, you know, I'm very blessed for them to come. And they always, you know, shared their thoughts and, you know, their opinions and everything, which, you know, I really, you know, really enjoyed the show last time. So if you have got any chance to listen, just go into Blog Talk Radio /Chica Show and just listen to previous shows that I have been posted. So if you don't have the chance to hear it, you'll enjoy it. So anyways, today, basically, I'm going to be talking about bullying and the fact that the reason why I want to mention about this because, you know, all schools out there, no matter where you at around the world, every state, every nation, whatever you at, we have been dealing with bullying, and I've been recently watching, you know, news and videos on Facebook and Twitter and all the, you know, information out there on the internet, basically talking about teens bullying and everything. But in one hand is bullying in general, it doesn't matter what age you are. And thing is that as we in humans, you know, we defend ourselves for what we are, you know. And basically, you know, that's how it is in life. And the reason I'm doing this because my good friend, you know, she went through a situation right now, so I want to spread out the whole world about it. And we have a call here and end up with 7-9708. Hello, caller, how are you? Caller, are you here? You want to say something, caller? I guess he's a little shy, so, okay. All right, then. I guess the caller was shy. So, basically, with bullying, what happened was that, you know, whenever you go to a store, to a place, or anything, you're working or anything, we all been through a bullying situation. Even though that people say a lot of trash talk, a lot of things behind your back, which it bothers the crap out of me, you know, basically. So, I mean, what can we do as humans deal with bullying? Okay. So, first things first, you know, as we as school children at school, you know, here in school, you know, you have to tell your teacher or tell your principal or tell an adult something and talk to your parents about it. Because normally bullying can cause emotional, physical, mentally problems in life. So, basically, as what we can do in life, how we can deal with bullying is we need to stop the trash, period. So, basically, we just can't do anything about that. So, well, I'm going to go on break right now and see what we can do. And right now, we want to come back. And we're going to continue more about bullying. So you listen to The Chica Show only on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. We have a call here in the 3656. Hello, caller. How are you this evening? Happy Saturday night.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great, great, great. Hey, I just need you to be my guest because we are talking about bullying. So, won't you please share about your situation, what's going on? You don't have to say any names or anything like that, you know, do the personal things. But, you know, tell me a little more what's going on with you and share some things, what's going on with your situation.
Pretty much I've been bullied my whole life.
Wow. And how, in whole life, since you were a child,
Yeah, since I was a child.
Wow. So how you manage this, what do you do when you're in a situation?
I just ignore them. That's all I do.
Okay. Yeah, many times we've been bullying, we have to ignore everything what's going on. But basically, ignoring is a good thing about it, but at the same time, it just got you in your mind. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, when you talk about it, you know, when you go to support groups or anywhere you go, when you go talk to a pastor or your mom or your grandma, you know, your close person, your family member that you really like and everything, you know, you like to share that to them and see how are you feeling. You know, it's like saying this. You let it all out in your mind, spiritually, mentally, and everything. And basically, you know, many people have been through, you know, bullying is in different ways. You know, domestic violence is part of bullying. You know? And, you know, as husband, wife, you know, they fight and then, you know, as, the significant other, either your husband or your wife, you know, say negative thoughts, which that's caused bullying, you know. So, we'll go on to that. So tell me more about what you deal with right now, you know, because I was noticed, you know, we had talked this week and about your little situation. So,
I'm being bullied about my weight size, I guess. I don't know.
Is it because that you're trying to lose weight, or is it because your body figure looks different, or what's going on?
It's more like my body figure is different. It's what society is not used to, I guess. I don't know.
You know, in a basic way, no matter what you are and what you look like, it's like they say, create you for who you are, period.
Yeah, I know that. I mean,
you know, I mean, that's how it is in society. You know, we have been out there to do what we do in life, in a way, and any shape or form and size of what we are, I mean, it is like, how we call it, I don't know, it's just to me, when you look at yourself in the mirror, it's like, oh my God, look, you know, good. But outside, people think that you're ugly. People think that you're fat. People think that, oh, look at her. You know, there are negative people out there, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I just ignore them, you know? If they don't like something about me, then that's them, you know?
So, what advice do you want to share to everybody out there that...
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. I totally agree with you. I totally agree because being yourself is a positive moment and positive thing, you know.
And like they say, nobody can love you unless you love yourself first. So
Exactly. I mean, many people think like, you're going to school for a radio DJ. I don't think you're not going to make it and everything and all this stuff. Guess what? I've been doing it. You know? The only thing is having your confidence.
All you have to do
is
believe in yourself no matter what. You got to believe in yourself.
Exactly. And that's the thing I like about that. You know, I mean, believe in myself for what I'm doing and never give up in life.
Exactly.
You know? And, I mean, I would see you as a pretty short woman. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't judge as me as a person, myself, moi, you know, me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't judge people for what they are, what they look, you know. It's like when I first met you, okay, mm-hmm. We became friends a long time, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we as like you and me, I don't judge the way which you look. I've seen you. You were by yourself. You were like this. You were looking around like you're alone here. I'm like, my God, what's wrong with her? Let me go up to her and say, you know, I'm trying to be more a positive person. You know? Now, if I would have been a negative person, okay, let's just say, let's just say I'm the opposite, you know, the negative. I would have been the bully with you. You see? I would say a lot of negative comments about you and everything. But, like they say, and I heard, you know, if you say something bad about a person for what they are and what they look like, it's going to come back at you.
Yeah.
And it's called what? Karma.
Karma.
And nobody doesn't understand what the word karma means. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Karma, to me, is you say something is going to backfire at you, and the term, what goes around comes around, is going to come back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's like you spit up in the air, it's going to come back down. Period. So at your work, what you do for a living right now? Where you work at? What you exactly do at your job? Like, you know.
I'm a cashier.
You're a cashier. Oh, okay. So you like to deal with the money and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, it's very hard to do. As, you know, dealing with money. But, you know, like I said, you know, money is the most killer thing ever. You know, it's a nightmare. You know, you look at the Washingtons, the Lincolns, and the Hamiltons, and the Jeffersons, and... And I'm looking at them, I'm like, you guys are driving me crazy. You know, I mean, you get tired of looking at them, you know. But anyways, So basically, people are saying negative things about you over there at your job, right?
It's more like, oh, you know, everyone has a different body image, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Learn to accept that everybody is different, okay?
Yeah.
How common sense is that? Jeez.
Well, maybe you were born like that. I mean, you can't help it. You know? I mean...
No, it's more like... Okay, it was more like I was born skinny. And then hit puberty, and this is how it's been since puberty. Okay? Common sense.
Yeah. I mean... Many women got different body figures and everything, and they're trying to...
And not everybody has the same metabolism, too.
My point exactly. I mean, you have another woman who's the same age as us, has a high metabolism. Like, we have, like, the low metabolism. We, you know, we get TV. We gain more weight and everything, and there's nothing we can do. You know? There's nothing we can do about that. So, how can we deal with this? You know, did they ever call you names or anything? Have they ever called your names, like, trash-talking names about you?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I know that, you know, even though that we are humans, you know, people talk trash about each other, about saying, like...
I should ignore what is being said about me, I mean... That's
how
I do, is ignore it.
I know how it is, hon. I know how it is. It's very tough. You know, how we had to go through.
I ignore it and I work on myself. That's all I do.
Yep, that's true. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's tough. It was really tough, you know. And also, I was going to tell you, you know, like in social media, they have higher risk in bullying too. You know, I mean, especially like high school stuff, you know, you have high school kids, you know, dealing with, you know, trash talking over there, and, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. I mean, now tell me, what do you think about this? Have you ever seen, you know, I mean, I have seen videos too, but I was wondering, like, have you ever seen those videos? If you do, tell me about that. And, I mean, how do you feel about, you know, I mean.
I don't really like it when people get bullied. I never liked it that. Especially in elementary school, middle school, high school, college. I never liked seeing people get bullied.
I mean, my question is this. When you mentioned about college, have you ever got bullied in college?
All the time.
Wow. I can't believe it. I mean, a grown woman like you has been bullied. You see, people, no matter what age you are, how old you are, you can get bullied, period. Period. I mean, it really makes me angry. Like, you know, right now, you know, you got kids. You got to teach them not to say negative stuff about this person. You know? But if you want to defend yourself in a way, You know, the only one thing you can defend yourself is to ignore, like what you just said earlier. And that's the right thing to do.
And if that doesn't help, get somebody to talk to.
Yep. I mean, my kid, you know, we have in school districts right now, they have like zero tolerance in bullying. And,
but it still happens.
Yep. I mean, it still happens, like, you know, anywhere you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, as, like, my son's school right now, you know, they have this thing called No Place for Hate. And
yeah.
They made a T-shirt out of it, too, and I already got one. And I will post that on Facebook pretty soon. And even though that shirt, I totally agree with it, because while you're in the building, let's take this back. You're in the building. You're here to learn. You're getting your education. But this is no place to hate.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? I mean, while you're in school, you know, you go to school to learn your basics, like your reading, writing, math, social studies, all of this stuff. Exactly. You have to learn that to graduate. As for, like, kindergarten to 12th grade, you got to learn all that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
By the time you hit college, you gain your degree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and you get you're paying for it, you know? And you're in college, you pay for your courses, you know? And you're
mm-hmm.
there to what? To learn. It's like, you're here to learn, excuse me, you're here to learn to get your degree. That's your goal. But
mm-hmm.
being bullied and getting jeopardized and getting this, I mean, that's jeopardizing your study. That's for one. Number two,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just, you know, it's causing you a lot of problems in your mind mentally, you know, and people can help that, you know. I mean, you know, survey, I don't know how it is, but the majority of people out there are suffering from major depression because of that.
Yep.
You know? And, I mean, it is the worst thing ever how teenagers, and especially college students, too, committed suicide because of that. You know? And it's a lot of things that as human beings, and I wish I could do something about, I mean, we could all as a team, you know? As we work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I was thinking about making a group page, but, you know, with this radio station that I'm doing right now, I had a group page. You know, I'm thinking about making another one, but, you know, I just want to stick with one for now.
Yeah.
So, therefore, you know, I want to share that bullying is wrong. Period. I mean, it's not like back in the days that, you know, you and me come fight at 3:00 type thing. Now it's like, you know, you say trash and now all of a sudden they start fighting. I mean, come on. I mean, if you compare what the movie says and what, you know, I mean, it's just pure garbage. Well, so tell me, don't you ever agree about this? I mean, tell me about it. Tell me your little opinion about this. So,
I don't really have an opinion, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to, I don't know, it's been difficult for us to be in a situation like this. You know, I mean, I love my peoples out there. I love my family. And you know, I was going to take this back. But you know, some family members can be a bully to you.
I don't know.
I mean,
I think they want the best for you, honestly.
Like, you know, they say like, oh, look at this girl, look at this person, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a friend I just talked to earlier, and she has some problems too with her family, and they're bullying her like crazy. Literally, it's like a he says, she says stuff, and, you know, accusing that, you know, that her mom was doing drugs and all. I mean, it's just like, I would say it's just pure trash talk. You know, how would a family member do such thing to that person? That person doesn't do anything, you know?
And it happens all the time, honestly.
And that's why she got rid of those people off Facebook. Period. I mean, I totally agree with her. What's she doing, you know? I mean, why would you have to trash talk and accusing people of something that this person didn't do? You know? I mean, it was just way out of hand for some of it. Just way out of hand. So, but anyways, well, if you got to say something, you know, if you got to say what you want to say, I mean, right now, I mean, I want to talk about this week. I mean, how was your week so far? I mean, how you
my week
doing?
It was all right.
Okay.
Just exhausting and allergies, so yeah, that's my whole
life. Yeah, allergy season.
Yeah.
Well, my week so far, it was crazy. And I'll tell you what's going on. Okay, Sunday night until Monday morning, it was just typically it was like last week. Basically, it'd be a 1 week, you know, tomorrow. But,
yeah.
Well, Sunday night, you know, I was on the phone with a friend, and he wanted me to download this app. It was a Nintendo Wii thing, you know, Wii or whatever to call it, but you know, you build your character and you do all this stuff, right? But
yeah.
Anywho, I was in, you know, I was on my phone, you know, playing my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I got off the phone with him, and I was playing with my phone. And exactly around 1 o'clock in the morning, I hear like a big explosion, and the power went out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, the power in our house just went out. It was like blackout, boom, you know. It was like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was freaking out. I was like, holy moly. Oh, my God, what to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, I got out of the bed. I was laying in bed, you know, I was like, you know, relaxing and everything, kind of get some sleep. And that's when that crap happened. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So my dad, you know, he got up. And he was like, okay, you got a blackout, so what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So we checked outside the neighborhood, and basically there's a couple of houses they have in my neighborhood had a light. And, you know, I mean, it was just, like, crazy. I mean, we had a blackout from hours. And we had to call the electric company, and we had to report it. So basically...
Mm-hmm.
I called and reported it, and it said, well, it's going to come back on at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, great. You know, hey, woohoo. So, okay, we'll wait. I was sitting in a chair in the dining room playing with my phone, just like praying that the phone doesn't die on me because, you know, I got no power. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had to plug it in to charge, but, you know, I'm trying to save the battery, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I was on Facebook and posting everything. It's like, oh, great, the power. Now I'm getting so pissed. You know, I'm getting agitated. It's like, this needs to be fixed. You know, I was getting, like, really anxiety. You know, I got anxiety. I just get, like,
yeah.
You know, like, oh, my God, I just can't deal with this. You know, it just scares me, you know. And, you know, I'm not really afraid of the dark, but, you know... At the same time, you know, it just, like, it creeps me out, you know, like that. And so it was, like, 3 o'clock, and I was like, okay, where's the power? Where's the light? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, past 3 o'clock, and I was like, okay, this is not good. So I called. And I literally got so angry at Concord, the company, the light company. And I was like, look, I just can't. I'm like, look, man, come on. I can't deal with this. You know, I got 2 kids. And, you know, how in the world I'm going to make breakfast for them? And I got no power.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? And... I was, you know, making up these excuses that, you know, my parents are ill and all this stuff, you know, just, you know. And I was like, well, you know what? I just hope I get the power before that because if not, it's going to be some hell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're like, okay, we're going to try to get that fixed as fast as we can. But they told me the
mm-hmm.
transformer blew up. I'm like, really? The transformer blew up? I'm like, great. So I like told me and my, I was like, had a conversation with my mother. I was like,
mm-hmm.
Mother, my best advice is let's get a generator. Because we don't want to go through this no more.
Yeah.
You know? So people, whatever happened like that, go get a generator. So, luckily around 6 o'clock, around there, I went on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, good. So, finally, my kids got up, you know, on time, 6 o'clock,
yeah.
Got his breakfast, got dressed, went to school, you know, typical ordinary day, you know, and I was happy. But I was not very pleased about the power outage we had. I mean, it's like 6 hours. 6 hours without power? From
yeah.
1 to 6? That's 6 hours. No.
Can you hold on?
Uh-huh. Well, people, like I said, you know, next time when you have no power, just get a generator. Because if you don't, then you're in trouble. And, I mean, it may cost you an arm and a leg, but I'm telling you, it is worth it, okay? And when I went through a situation like that, I mean, I was like, wow. Oh, my God. It's just pure craziness. So, okay, we'll continue about my week. So Tuesday, you know, I wasn't doing anything, you know. You know me, I'm, you know, still in school still, and I'm on week, so far, I'm on week 12, and, you know, doing my work and everything. And hopefully by September I'll be graduating from radio school. So hopefully pretty soon when I get my own radio station, I'll let you guys know about that. So, and yes, I will still continue on with Blog Talk Radio because I still love you guys so much and everything, because you guys gave me the first, it's like, you know, you guys gave me support and everything. So it's my little free time thing. So I'll let you guys know about, you know, my new radio station and stuff like that. So, anywho, I'm going to tell you a little more about Let's Talk and Pray, you guys, since we're on the air now. If you guys need any coaching or anything, you know, like a prayer advice or, you know, spiritual advice or anything, please go to www.letstalkandpray.com. And we have conference calls normally on every Sunday nights from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. And that's in the United States, people. For more information, contact Sister MPP. And the information you can contact is at www.letstalkandpray.com. So, we're going to continue on here we could talk about anything now, since we already talked about bullying, which is a very delicate situation, but I think I'm going to be through with that, because, you know, bullying is just, you know, we're grown adults, you know, stop fighting people, you know. I mean, I hope that, you know, my good friend, I'm on the line right now. I hope she has, you know, very high confidence over herself. And she's good. She's really good. She ignores everything what people say and everything. And by all means, people, you know, we as humans, we got to stop. The violence has to stop, period. You know, I mean, that's too much for us. And, you know, I mean, when I saw social media, when I saw everything on here, it just angers me a lot. So, I mean, you know, just deal with it. And, I mean, we can't, you know, we could deal with this together. I'm thinking about having a page, but since right now I have a group page, I'm going to combine that together. So, coming soon, I'm going to be posting a lot of pictures and stuff. And if you want to go to my Facebook page, it is facebook.com/groups/Chicky Show Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to come and join in, we got 44 minutes remaining. Please come on in, and the number is 657-383-0357. And come on, join in the party line. Hey, hey. So, we just got me and my co-host here, Miss Lady M here. So, Lady M, I mean, hopefully, you know, she's a very pretty lady, ladies and gentlemen. Lady M, I'm on the phone with, she's very pretty and everything. So, no, I'm not doing no dating thing. So, I'm not hooking up people. I wish I could invite someone in. I don't know if this person wants to join. So maybe if I can invite him, but I don't know. Lady, Miss M.
Yes.
I have a question. Since right now we got 43 minutes remaining, do you think I should call this other person into the show?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Let me go find a number here. Since I can do whatever I want, it's my Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to go ahead and call this individual here. So, let me see here. La 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 la. I don't know if this person's sleeping or what. So let's do this here. Hope you don't act like a goofy. Let's see here. Let me see. Let's see. I know he's available. Oh, yeah, dropped the line. Okay, well,
huh?
he gave up. Okay, fine. That's okay. It's all right. I'm not trying to call someone, but oh, well. well. I'm trying to make some. I mean, people, come on, join in. It's 657-383-0357. Join the party line. Hey, hey. So you have anything else your mind that you want to share to everybody and shout outs or anything whatsoever?
No, not really.
Don't be shy, girl.
Nah.
You sure? I know you do want to say something.
What?
Okay.
Just that everybody has a great day.
Hey, I had a great day today. I got straight A's on my work, so I'm happy right now.
That's awesome.
Yep, that instructor, he's so awesome. Well, I'd like to give out a shout out. I don't know if this person wants to listen or anything. I have shout outs to two very important guys. And even though those two guys, I mean, they're males, but they dress as females. I mean, they were good as females. I don't know why. It just made me jealous. But I will say something about them. I mean, they're both singers and they're both, you know, entertainers. They like to joke on, you know, videos and stuff like that, which, you know, the reason they're doing that to make people laugh and have a good time, you know? It's like when you're sad and you watch this video, it just makes you want to laugh. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a gentleman named Chris Crocker and Stephen Joseph. And basically right now, I just recently got a T-shirt from Stephen Joseph. And it is a lollipop, you know, with the blue lips with the lollipop. It's so cute. And it has an autograph of him on there. And it's just, like, the amazing shirt. I mean, if you saw pictures on there on Facebook, it is, like, oh, my God, it's just, like, the best shirt ever. I love that shirt. You know, I like to go out with it and everything. I just like to hug it. And I recently ordered a album from Stephen Joseph, and I really love the songs. I mean, it's all seven out songs out there. And recently, I just asked a question today. You know, it just, like, came out of the blue. And I asked Stephen Joseph, I'm like, hey, you know, how many albums did you make so far? And if so, like, are you planning to make a new one in the future? And, you know, because I really like to order, you know, like, you know, because pretty soon I'm going to become a radio DJ and, you know, I'm making my own radio station and everything. I really want to put his songs out there, too. So, you know, therefore, like, you know, I am sharing the song out there. You know what I'm saying? And basically, like, how we are, like, you know, doing viral stuff, you know, and showing things off. I'm so thrilled right now. I just recently saw information from Stephen Joseph that he's going to Fort Worth, Texas, which is pretty far. I was like, oh, man, I wish he would come down here where I'm at, but... You know, I mean, Fort Worth is okay, you know, it's like a 3-hour drive from here where I'm at right now, but I don't know how many, I mean, it just takes you, like, for you, Lady M, about, what, 8 hours or so, like, 9 to 10 hours, well, no, take that back, maybe less than that, you know, not that far, I mean, you're from somewhere in Kansas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not that really far from here, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm so excited that he's coming down here in Fort Worth. You guys, if you can, just check out his Facebook page, check out his Twitter account and everything. Just do a search for Stephen Joseph. He got all his information on there. And I'm telling you, he is the best guy ever in the world. I mean, he has been bullied, too. Himself, and you know, just because the way he looks and everything, I mean, people judge him from everything. I mean, you know, people, something, this guy, he is a legend. As like all drag queens and transsexuals out there, he is the legend of that. Chris Crocker, I would say he is another guy too, but he's gay. I mean, I can't judge about gay people because I got gay friends too, and I love them too much. You know, we had our gay friends too. You and me, you and me. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my gay friends. I mean, I love them so much. It's not even funny. I mean, they are like. I mean, they're sweethearts.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to, like, you feeling down, you had a bad day, and it's like, I'm telling you, when I had a bad day one day, and I went to that store that my friend works at, and when I first saw him, it just brightened my day, you know? And I gave him a hug, I say hi to him, and you know, all that stuff, and we take pictures together. I mean, it was just like, it just made my day. You know, I feel so positive about myself. I feel very confident. I mean, it was just like, wow, whoosh, there you go. There's your day.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's just, you know, he was just like the sweetest. I mean, those guys are like, they just make people's day, you know? And recently I saw a video about, basically about Stephen Joseph, how he went through this one situation that, you know, that he was very depressed and everything. And I guess that someone probably said something to him that it just made him cry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably because the way he looks, the way he is, and everything. And, I mean, it's just like, you know, when I post a comment on there, I tell him, look, you're not alone. You know, what I went through, you know, I went through bullies, I went through this. You know, I went through abuse. I went through that, you know, all this stuff, you know. And I gave them the support, you know. It's like you take your hand and just say, hey, I'm here for you. You know, so, I mean, I like to support people no matter what they are and everything. I mean, just because he looked like a clown, just because he looked, I mean, so what? You know? I mean, yeah, he may be 6'3", weigh 120 pounds. I mean, so what? You know? And, I mean, Chris Crocker, maybe it's because he likes to dress up as a woman, you know, and sometimes he likes to be a man, you know. I mean, so what? Let them go.
Yeah.
You know? And that's part of the main reason why they had been bullying when they were young. You know? And it's very hard to, you know, right now, you know, they're famous, you know, and their videos they have out there, they went viral. I mean, I've seen like thousands, I mean, close to millions of people liking those videos. I mean, both of them videos, period. I mean, it was just, like, amazing how they went through, you know, a bullying situation until they became famous, you know, because the way they are, you know. And, I mean, it is, see, what we went through as, like, as an individual, how we are, like, we going through, like, we're fat. Okay, fine. So what? I'm fat, you know, I may weigh about 255 pounds. I don't care. You call me ugly, you're going to come back to you. Oh, you call me fat? Well, honey, guess what? Maybe I'm, like, in 2 years, you're going to be fat, too, so... Keep on saying it, you know? Even though you're going to be so hard, it's going to be hard for you to maintain your weight. But, honey, let me tell you something. It's going to come back to you because you just call me fat, honey. You know? So, you know, bullying, that's the thing about that, you know? You want to bully me? Okay, fine. Go ahead. But it's going to come back to you in the future. You know? And you'll see. You will see. So, I want to say a shout out to those guys, Chris Crocker and Stephen Joseph. You guys are listening. Even though that, you know, I'm not very famous. But if you guys are listening or anything, I mean, I like to say hi to y'all, and I wish you guys come down here, you know, for like a, you know, concert or anything, and, you know, and hopefully pretty soon when I get my radio show, I wish I could interview you guys and talk to you guys, and I mean, hey, you know, I'd be happy about that, you know, it just make me, you know, it just make, will make my day, you know, and I mean... Some people think, like, oh, well, you know, being a radio star, you know, you think you're all bad and stuff. Well, you know what? It's my part of my career, and I love what I'm doing right now, you know? I mean, I couldn't believe I gained, like, straight A's in every assignments I have and all that stuff. I mean, if I graduate with a high A, I mean, phew, I'll be happy for that. So, I mean, people, you know, say like a negative comments about those guys, and I mean, a big shout out to you guys. I love y'all. No, we all love you. So, just go to their Facebook page, go to Twitter, and find them. And it's Chris Crocker and Stephen Joseph. So find them and add them on there if you want. So yeah, I mean, they're thrilled. They're amazing guys. So, I also got Snapchat. If you guys got Snapchat, please download it. It is crazy. Okay. I mean, you don't have to do it, but I mean, I'm just telling everybody out there because we're on the air. But I'll tell everybody out there. But I mean, it is. I mean, you guys, everybody is just like a pure craziness app ever. I mean, you go videotape yourself, act goofy, and you could put like pictures of you and make a mask out of yourself. I'm like, ooh, that looks nice. So I have one too. So,
what,
I'll tell
Snapchat?
You guys, yeah. Yes, I do. I have some pictures posted recently on Facebook, if you've seen them. I mean, they look creepy looking.
Yeah, I've recently seen them.
I had one guy told me I look nice as a panda. I'm like, what? Just because I got a big face doesn't mean anything. But that's okay. It's okay. I look good in pictures. So don't get mad, you know. Okay, I have one quick question, Lady M.
Yes.
What is the Texas Energy Bars?
Texas Energy Bars.
Yep.
Oh my God.
What are they? You give up?
Yeah.
Tamales.
Mexican tamales?
Yeah.
How should I know?
Well, I just recently did post that stuff on Facebook. I don't know if I did or not, but yeah.
I haven't been on Facebook. I've been working.
It's okay. But recently I just posted on Facebook, and it was their energy bars.
Energy bars.
Yep.
That's
also
cool.
Native Texans. Also, I saw something on Facebook. You're going to die laughing.
All right.
Okay. How do you spell cinnamon?
Oh, gosh. C-I-N-N-A-M-O-N?
Okay. All right. Well, recently I just saw something on Facebook. It was from Alonzo Lamar. Leron. Okay, forgive me. Okay. And this person wrote something. You know how, like, people put on, you know, social media and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this person spelled out cinnamon, SYNONYM.
I kind of get it because a cinnamon is like another word for something.
Yeah. And it's like cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon roll. I'm like, oh my God. And you know the, his reaction to this? It's like, if you look at the picture of his reaction, he was like this, like, really? Seriously? You need a dictionary for Christmas. Or you need one for your birthday. Okay. just like looking at some stuff I just posted on there. Oh, my question is this, since you were from Texas, okay?
What's up?
All right. Okay, have you ever tried Frito Fries?
Yes, they are like the best.
Okay. Did you know that the process preparing of the Frito chili pie is originated in Texas?
Yes.
It was originated by Frito-Lay founder Elmer Doolin's mother, Daisy Den Doolin. C.E. Elmer of Doolin's mom created the first one back in the early 1930s. So back then in the 1930s, they made the Frito pies. And there was like a bomb. Oh, my God. You know, every time I look at the Fritos, every time I go to the store and I look at those Fritos, it's just like, oh, my God. I just wish I could make some Frito pies so bad.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to grab like two or three of those bad boys and grab, like, one of those bean dips or some chili and some cheese. And
yeah, even I know how to make it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, I don't
it's
know.
So
it's
easy
just
to
like,
make, actually.
Yes, yes. And people make it different. Like, they chop onions with it. They put, like, raw onions on there. They put, like, sour cream and all that stuff. I mean, it just make your mouth, like, oh. It's like, I want one so bad. So, yeah, I mean, it was originally in the 1930s. I'm, like, so weird about that. It's like,
yeah,
wow. You know,
I knew that already.
And, did you, let me see.
Because when I lived in San Antonio, that's where I learned it from. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Man. Holy. I'm telling you, when I talk about food, I'm just getting, like, oh, stuff. And, like, oh, my God, I just don't want to. I don't want to see
food. Don't talk about food. It's really late at night to talk about food.
I'm sorry, but you know, sometimes it's noontime at some places, too.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me see here. Let's see what's going on. And oh, my goodness. Sometimes, like, my phone's been acting up. Sometimes my phone's been ghetto. And I'm like, oh, I hate this. And every time I have to reboot my phone and stuff. This is crazy. You're crazy. So, yeah, you know, last weekend, like on Saturday, I went to a bit bar. You know, I went to a bar, right, with a friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I bought, you know, nachos from a friend of mine, right? And this guy, I mean, he was just like a pig. I mean, he just dropped cheese on the table and stuff. And this lady, I mean, it was crowded last week. I mean, you know, so when this payday, I mean, damn, it was, like, crowded. It was, like, a full house. I was like, damn, it was crowded.
Yeah.
All right? And this big-breasted female, I mean, she had, like, bigger bazoons, you know, bigger than I'm like, damn, okay? I mean, I'm like, I'm a female, I'm like, I look, I'm like, damn, okay? And she came right on my right side with a nacho cheese. And she was like, up close. And I was like, oh shit. I'm like, oh crap. Her shirt would get some cheese on. And I was like, videotaping myself laughing. And I was like, yeah. Me and him, we had to like laugh our butts off. I was like, that's what she gets. That's when you get to tell us to move. Move, please. I need to get my beer. Okay. That's what you get.
Beer.
Cheese, girl. Oh, man. But, yeah. That was hilarious, you guys. That was, like, so hilarious. But, if you ever, like, if you live in, like, in the clean Texas area, go to Bit Bar at night. It's just, like, crazy.
Oh, you mean when I come up there and visit sometimes?
Won't you if you want to?
I thought we were going to go to Salsa Club next time I come down there.
I don't know. I mean, they got a lot of clubs, they got a lot of bars out there, but I mean, I prefer to go to that one because I feel much better. And I like it over there because you could play free video games. I mean, imagine that. Free video games. You could push the white button and there you go. You could play Donkey Kong and Mario Brothers and Mortal Kombat and
Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Oh my gosh. I mean, they got everything there.
I guess I'll go put on some music to dance to.
Yeah, I mean, put on music. They got some crazy music. So, I mean, they got a jukebox. You pay about, what, $1 or $5 or something? I don't know, but I have used that stuff. But, I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Panama. I was looking at the news this week, and they were mentioning about Panama having some problems with the money issue. Do you know anything about that?
No, not really.
What happened, like, in Europe, they were talking about that, and there were some issues going on with Panama. I'm like, that's not good. So, if you have any more information about that, just go to CNN.com on that one. So, oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, any pets? I know you got some pets here. You got a dog and a cat. So what's up with them? Did he give me a little bit of a hard time?
More like at night, they both like to sleep on my bed.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Huh?
I don't know what you got in your bed.
Nothing, just me.
I don't know, there's something I just saw. Excuse me. I don't know if they sell in the stores, but there's something. It's probably a spray. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I gotta check. But there's a spray or something that it will let the animals out of your bed. But I don't know, maybe because it's a territorial thing, or it could have been something. Has that dog ever urinate your bed?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I know cats don't do that. I don't know if they do, but...
No, they more like scratch the bed.
Scratch them? Ooh. It must be a territorial thing. That could be. But, I mean, my best bet is to train those dogs and your cat to be in the kennel or somewhere. I mean, I don't know what to do, but I don't know what to say about that, but I'm probably going to train a little bit more, but since now they're getting a little older and you're getting used to it, there's nothing you can do about it, but if you can, you can go on the internet and check out what to do to get rid of it, you know, because you need space, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you going to sleep good when you got your little animals there? You know? I mean, that's kind of a little difficult. But... That's crazy. So, yeah. Since we've got, like, almost 11 minutes remaining, I like to talk a lot, too. We both, you know, have a good conversation and everything. I mean, you got any advice to say about people right now? Just yourself, and, you know, just ignore people, what they say. No. And yes, people, I'm eating my M&M's because I love M&M's.
Well, M&M's.
I
can
oh. If you ever tried the coffee flavor one, it's the best.
Which one?
The coffee flavor.
I have to try that.
Get it. It is the best. It's a brand new one. They got hot chili. I haven't tried hot chili.
I know. I've seen the commercial today. I'm so eager to try one of them out.
The coffee one? I just bought a big bag
coffee
of those.
Coffee nut?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like, tastes like I'm in heaven. I think coffee is like the bomb. I mean, it's just like chocolate flavored coffee. It just melts
That's
in your
cool.
mouth. Girl, it'll make me feel like I'm a microphone. So,
yeah, really? They have to play this song. Oh my gosh, he's so sad.
Don't be sad. Get glad.
Nah, they're playing a whole new road. A lot of things.
Oh, Lord.
I just love that song. Oh, and they're playing this song. Take my breath away.
Jeez Louise. I just love my Stephen Joseph. It's just the way my heart beat. I love that song. People believe y'all know that song by Amazon. It's like the best. For six something, it's worth it. Get the album.
Oh, I'm listening to 80.
I was like hoping, like, if he has like how you call it? If Stephen Joseph has a shirt on sale,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about buying one. I'm just checking out on the webpage if she has any. Because this one shirt I really like is Stephen Joseph's My Girlfriend. That is like the really nice shirt ever. I never know. I like to order things online.
Really? You do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really order much things online. Even though I should buy dresses that fit me.
You know, it's really sad now these days. You know, the average clothes size, you know, are for, big people, you know. But if you imagine, if you're like a tall person, a headset person, there's no outfits out there. And I'm like, man, I have a child, you know, he's like 4'4" and weighs like 123 pounds and he's only 7 years old. Now what's gonna happen by the time he turns 15? You know? He's gonna be like 6 foot, like 5'8", 5'9", going on 6 foot, and he's gonna be wearing like size 15 shoes. Well, how in the world I'm gonna buy size 15 shoes? You know? And they told me you better get it online. Now?
Yeah.
And that's crazy. No?
Yeah.
It is pure crazy. I'm like, oh my Lord, please. But I was like, you know what? I guess I'm not the only one who went to a situation like this. So. Yep. So, anywho, this year, we're in 2016, people, and this year, the elections are here and everything, and who we vote for, even though that, it is very hard, who people decide to be, who want to be the next president of the United States. Chances are there's going to be either a war or something going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Who's going to be our next president? We don't even know. We don't want... It's like this. Some people don't want a woman to become president, but we don't want a person want to be like Hitler who want to become president, or they don't want like the socialist and want to become president. I mean, come on. You know how hard it is right now that we're going through, that We're going through an economical crisis. We're going through this. We're going through that. I mean, come on, y'all. Seriously? I mean, we got to do, we have to be, we as Americans, we got to, you know, you got to pick the right person. You got to think before you pick. Okay? Because if you pick the wrong person, well, why do you vote for this person in the first place? You know? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I thought this person's going to be good and everything. Well, that's what happens. Did you guys know, since we got 2 minutes remaining so far, did you know today is National Unicorn Day?
National Yay. Unicorn Day.
Yep.
Interesting.
And
I did not know that.
Yep, I was on Facebook, Good Morning America, and today is National Unicorn Day. And for those who love unicorns, there's this one webpage I like to watch. It's Charlie and the Unicorn. And that was the creepiest page video I ever see in my life. You know, when they talk about Candy Mountain, the sweets of all the change. Yay! So, yes,
I am going to fall.
Well, okay. Well, since we almost got 1 minute remaining here, I want to say a few words here before I go.
Not really.
Well, 90 seconds remaining. You guys, I would like to say thank you for listening in. Hopefully, next week. Well, next week, I don't know if I'm going to be on or not, so I'll keep you guys posted. So, for those who wants to go into my page,
it
is www.facebook.com/group/chickashowblogtalkradio. So, add me on there and everything, and next week, hopefully, we're going to be on the... If not, then I'll keep you guys posted. So, Magda, thank you very much for joining in.
You're welcome.
And you have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining for my show. And I will see you then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.